Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday the 6th of September. It was just 1 month ago that financial markets had a complete temper tantrum about an unreliable economic statistic with seasonal distortions, before recovering when a more reliable but less comprehensive statistic showed investors the errors of their interpretation. And yet, here we are, back with another US employment report. The reliability of this report is not going to have improved relative to last month's data, but some of the seasonal peculiarities should have faded from the numbers. Specifically, auto sector temporary layoffs should be rehired by now, and that means that the consensus expectation is for the unemployment rate to decline. The non-farm payrolls number should still show that firms are hiring workers, but it should confirm that they're not hiring at the pace that they were last year. That's almost a textbook definition of a soft economic landing scenario. What matters about the US labour market really is two things nowadays. First, and most important, do middle-income consumers have a fear of unemployment? That would change consumption and savings behaviour, and it is that which would threaten the stability of the overall economy. There's little reason to suppose that fear of unemployment is rising. Job churn continues to decline, as the JOLTS data showed us, and people are not generally losing their jobs, even if companies are slower to hire new workers. Second, are there political implications from this data? Both political parties will spin the numbers frantically, but that's just noise. What matters is how people perceive the labour market, not what the numbers the Bureau of Labour Statistics make up to characterise the labour market. Most normal US voters could not say what the reported unemployment rate is, nor what the latest payrolls number has come out as. The numbers just do not matter of themselves. It's how people feel about things that does matter politically. That suggests that perceptions of inflation and possibly perceptions of wage growth will be political issues, where people's perceptions are more negative, but unemployment is likely to make little difference to the voters. In a properly run central bank, a single employment report would make no difference to policy. In Federal Reserve Chair Powell's central bank, with the mantra of data dependency ridiculously prominent, it might make a difference to the size of the September rate cut. New York Fed President Williams is speaking today after the payrolls data. In Europe, France's President Macron has emerged from the partying around the Olympics to shove someone forward as Prime Minister. The person pushed into this position is none other than former Brexit negotiator Barnier, a person who thus has had some experience crafting deals with right-wing politicians guided by an overarching ideology. Le Pen's Rassemblement National has signalled no immediate desire to vote against Barnier as Premier. For the markets, it reduces the already relatively low probabilities of a more extreme fiscal policy. The far left were proposing two trusses of unfunded fiscal expansion, for instance. However, the likely inertia doesn't suggest much likelihood of positive action to rein in France's overall deficit. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.